AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the takeover of Ramadi by the Islamic State group shows the lack of the will to fight by the Iraqis. Carter says Iraqis outnumber the opponent. An Iraqi lawmaker calls Carter's comments unrealistic and baseless. Senate Armed Services Committee Chair John McCain says the U.S. needs more boots on the ground in Iraq.
We need to have a robust strategy. We need more troops on the ground. We need forward air controllers.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Meantime, an official in Syria says the army is deploying troops in areas near the ancient town of Palmyra in an apparent preparation for a counterattack to retake the city from the Islamic State group. Mathematician John Nash has died. He was a genius, and his struggles with schizophrenia made it to the movies In a Beautiful Mind, starring Russell Crowe.
I cannot waste time with these classes and these books memorizing the weak assumptions of lesser mortals.
Nash and his wife were killed in a taxi crash in New Jersey. John Nash was 86. Ohio Governor John Kasich is praising the mostly peaceful protest in Cleveland after a police officer was acquitted of killing an unarmed couple.
The people of Cleveland protest. They ought to protest. That's their right. But violence has been kept to an absolute minimum in that city, and God bless the people of Cleveland.
He was on ABC's This Week. Police say 71 people were arrested overnight in Cleveland. A firefighter in Oklahoma died after being swept away in floodwaters. Parts of Texas got as much as 10 inches of rain over a 24-hour period. High winds near Houston damaged rooftops and blew out windows. More rain is in the forecast. The words were just spoken in Indianapolis. Gentlemen, start your engines. The Indy 500 is starting, and defending champion Ryan Hunter-Reay says last year everything went perfect for him.
This year it's been tougher. It's for us, we've struggled to find that sweet spot.
The threat of rain in Indy has swept away. This is AP Radio News. Oscar winner Susan Sarandon is in Nepal. Two earthquakes there last month killed more than 8,000 people.
It's important to assess how much damage has been made and whether or not after the monsoons to encourage tourists to come back, because that's so, so important for the people of Nepal to be able to support themselves.
The earthquakes raised fears tourists will be driven away from Nepal, a poor country where many people depend on tourism for their livelihood. In the Catholic Church, today is Pentecost Sunday.
Il mondo ha bisogno di uomini e donne non chiusi.
Pope Francis called on Catholics to follow the heroic examples of an El Salvador bishop who was shot and killed, and an Italian nun who worked in Kenya, who were beatified this weekend by the Catholic Church. Beatification is the first step toward sainthood. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.